It's an election year, and Wisconsin voters still don't know which legislative districts they'll be voting in. Joining us to discuss the recent Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling and what it means for the 2024 elections is Rich Kramer, reporter here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Rich, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Can we start with a quick recap of the Wisconsin Supreme Court's ruling that overturned those current GOP-drawn legislative districts? And can you remind us who brought the suit and what the ruling was?
Absolutely. The lawsuit was filed by a group of Democratic voters from around Wisconsin. They're now referred to as the Clark Petitioners. They argued that the current GOP maps are extreme partisan gerrymanders because they give Democratic voters an unequal opportunity to elect their preferred candidate. The court's 4-3 liberal majority decided not to rule on whether the current maps are gerrymandered, but late last month they struck them down as unconstitutional because dozens of districts weren't contiguous, meaning parts of some districts were located inside others. The majority said the GOP-controlled legislature and Democratic Governor Tony Evers should pass new maps, but if they can't agree, the court will adopt new maps itself.
So the parties to the suit recently had to submit those proposed maps that you talked about. How many maps were submitted, and did any of them really stand out as different from the others?
Yeah, there are six sets of new maps before the court submitted by parties in the lawsuit. They include analysis provided by redistricting experts hired by these parties. The maps have to comply with traditional redistricting requirements like compactness, equal population, but the court also said it's going to consider partisan impact. There are a lot of ways to measure partisan impact, and you can get different results by using different data from past elections. A Marquette University Law School researcher compared proposed maps using the 2022 fall election. He found that Republicans' current majorities in the state assembly and state senate would decrease in almost every case.
Rich, I know that you've been covering this a lot for WPR, and the Wisconsin legislature recently tried to approve their own maps. They said they were based on Governor Evers' maps, but he still vowed a veto. Can you tell us what happened there?
The maps that Republicans passed during a 24-hour period last week with no public hearing, they're based on the maps Evers submitted to the court, but GOP lawmakers changed them to limit the number of Republican incumbents who would be drawn into districts with fellow Republicans. Essentially, they're trying to limit the number of GOP lawmakers who would either have to move or face primaries against their Republican colleagues. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss accused Evers of targeting the GOP. Evers says the Republican maps with their changes are not his maps, and he will not support them.
So where does that leave us in terms of where these districts are going to be for the election, Rich? Because obviously election season is pretty much upon us. Are we going to have some new maps put in place by the Supreme Court by then, and would those maps be permanent?
If the governor does veto the maps that were passed by Republicans last week, then it's time to start watching the court very closely. The court has hired two nationally known redistricting experts to essentially score the map proposals. If they find that none of those proposed maps comply with the court's requirements, they could even draw their own. But ultimately, the court's liberal majority will decide which maps go into effect. As to permanence, no redistricting map is permanent. They're redrawn every decade, but any maps enacted by the state Supreme Court could be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court by Republicans or even Democrats. During the last round of redistricting lawsuits, the U.S. Supreme Court did step in, which ended up leading to the Wisconsin court choosing maps drawn by Republicans. And there's also another Wisconsin Supreme Court election right around the corner. Former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel has already announced that he's running to restore integrity on the court. If he were to win, there's a chance that Republicans could sue, and a conservative Supreme Court majority in the state could decide to change the maps again. Essentially, the process could restart.
Would that happen before the 2024 election? Because I know that the Supreme Court has said these maps need to be in place before the 2024 election. When do those maps have to be in place?
The court doesn't have a specific day when the new maps must be in place, but in its majority opinion, it noted that the 2024 elections, specifically the fall primary and the fall general election, they're fast approaching. So candidates begin circulating nomination papers April 15th to collect signatures needed to get on the ballot. So new maps would have to be in place before then.
Rich, is there anything else you think we need to know about this topic?
This redistricting lawsuit really is happening fast and furious. So whatever happens, we can expect it within the next few months.
Rich Kramer, reporter covering all of this for us here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for helping us make some sense of this, and we'll have you back if there's any news.
Thank you very much.